We have a special treat for you right now. Right now, WICN is proud to present the Noah Preminger Quartet.
Thank you. All right, thank you. Thank you all for listening. You're listening to Anastasia Petrova on the piano. Yes. We can hear you out there clapping. At the bass, from Simsbury, Connecticut, originally, this is Rob Duguay on the bass. At the drums, this is Tyson Jackson. Tyson Jackson. And my name's Noah Preminger, and it's a pleasure to play for you this afternoon. That first piece was from the American Songbook. That was called The Meaning of the Blues. And I guess there's going to be a little bit of a blues theme throughout this set, either in the titles or stylistically. That was dedicated to my dear friend Steve Lampert. I know that's one of his favorites. Next, we're going to play a tune by Duke Ellington. This I recorded on a record that nobody will get to hear because I control it now that it's in my possession. A record I did about 5 years ago for a record label, vinyl record label called Nouvelle. This is called Melancholia. Thank you. Yes. Hey, guys. That was called Melancholia by Duke Ellington. I learned that from a solo record that he did. Might be a compilation. A beautiful solo playing. Anywho, we're going to move forward now. I went on a big blues, in particular Mississippi blues kick a number of years ago when I discovered a lot of these really just underappreciated, incredible blues musicians, at least I found in the jazz scene. I never hear about these people, and it was a shock to discover them because I was blown away, especially by the Mississippi blues players, in particular because they're one-man bands a lot of the time, usually just guitar and voice, as opposed to, let's say Detroit. The scene there is more, they're known as the band itself rather than the individual artist. So I did a couple records of blues music, Buka White, Skip James, Mississippi John Hurt, and countless others, including Skip James, who I think I just mentioned, this one tune called Hard Time Killin' Floor Blues. Yeah, guys. All right. That was called Hard Time Killing Floor Blues by Skip James. If you've never heard Skip James singing before, it's one of a kind. Very high-pitched and killer. Killing floor, actually. Killing floor blues. This next one is from that same record I did. The record's called Dark Was the Night, Cold Was the Ground. This next one is by another one of my favorites named Lightnin' Hopkins. This is called Trouble in Mind. There's a couple of versions that he's recorded of this. I love, if you're going to check one out, I would check out the one, I think it's a live version, and it starts with him talking a little bit, saying that he's got trouble in mind, so. Thank you. Yeah, guys.
All right.
Yeah. Oh, right on. No, I was going to get there. Okay, that was a tune called, what was that called? Trouble in Mind. And that was by Lightnin' Hopkins. We played a couple of performances here over the past few months, and it wouldn't be possible, first and foremost, without WICN hosting us graciously and supporting us. And David and everybody else associated with WICN has been wonderful, and we will be here again next month. So tune in. I believe that's on the 20th of August, if I'm not mistaken. It's a Friday in the middle of the month. I think it's the 20th. Also, there's an absolutely incredible organization called Jazz Generation. You can learn more about them by going to jazzgeneration.org. Especially grateful today to not only have the incredible bass playing of Rob Duguay, but Rob also is one of the key members organizing and running Jazz Generation. I believe you go by the title of El Presidente, right?
Sure.
Yeah. So so big thank you to Jazz Generation as well. So we're going to continue with a tune by a wonderful trumpeter named Don Cherry, who I just found out recently, his son is Eagle Eye Cherry. Did you know that? The pop star. You know, like late 90s kind of pop music. Eagle Eye Cherry. Eagled Eye Cherry? I guess Eagle Eye Cherry was his son. Anyway, and his real name is Eagle Eye. How cool is that? So, this is a tune by Don Cherry. It goes by two titles, which you can find on various recordings. Either Guinea is one title, and the other title he calls this song is Mopti. good, guys. Yeah, Tyson. All right. I think we got time for one more. Maybe a short one. Thank you all for tuning in again. And we look forward to playing for you again next month. Have a special band also again next month. Anastasia Petrova will be joining as well. Bassist Michael Feinberg and drummer Ian Froman will be playing along with me. So tune in. I think, again, that's on the 20th of August at the same time at noon. And that as well will be supported by Jazz Generation. Again, go to jazzgeneration.org to see the amazing stuff that they do to support venues and musicians here at WICN. I also have a radio show on WICN on Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. to midnight. It's called Noah's Ark. And so hope to have you join on Wednesday evenings as well. This last song is by one of my favorite saxophonists and multi-reed instrumentalists named Rahsaan Roland Kirk. This is, if you have the chance after you hear us play, maybe then give it a little time. But there's a wonderful video on YouTube of Rahsaan Roland Kirk playing at the 1975, I think it is, Downbeat Awards. I guess they used to have awards for Downbeat winners. And he's playing with a great band, and they play this tune called Pedal Up. And this is a version that we're going to play now called Pedal Up by Rahsaan. All right, thank you. This is Tyson Jackson on the drums from Florida, of all places. At the bass, this is Rob Duguay from Connecticut. Rob Duguay. From Kazakhstan, this is Anastasia Petrova on the piano. Anastasia Petrova. My name is Noah Preminger, and thank you again for being here, listening to us. Have a great weekend, and we'll see you in a month.